Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant boost to India's rich cultural heritage, Jharkhand has been granted geographical indication tags for 11 traditional products, marking a major milestone in the state's journey to preserve its tribal and artisanal legacy. This development is crucial because it raises Jharkhand's GI tally from a single product in 2019-12, effectively converting the state's tribal and artisanal heritage into legally protected intellectual property. But why does this matter? It matters because a geographical indication, or GI, is a sign used on products that have a specific geographical origin and possess qualities, reputation, or characteristics essentially attributable to that origin. Now, let us delve into the background of what a geographical indication is. A GI is a collective right held by producers of a region, not an individual. This means it prevents unauthorized use of the name by others and protects the reputation and livelihoods tied to the product. The GI protection in India runs under the Geographical Indications of Goods, Registration and Protection Act, 1999, which came into force in 2003. Note this carefully, the GI Act of 1999, which became effective in 2003, is a key piece of legislation in this context. Jharkhand's new GI products span a wide range of categories, including textiles, metalcraft, painting, jewelry, and food, reflecting the depth of the state's tribal culture. First, there's the Dokra craft, which is a non-ferrous metal casting using the ancient lost wax, or Saya Purdue, technique. This technique is also practiced in Odisha, West Bengal, and Chhattisgarh, and what makes each piece unique is that the wax mold is destroyed during casting. Then, there's Tussar silk, a wild silk for which Jharkhand is India's largest producer, making it central to the state's textile economy. And here is something that surprises many students. Jadupesha painting is a scroll painting tradition of the Santhal community, narrating myth and social themes. Building on this, the recognition of these products as GIs has significant implications. Economically, GI tags raise the market value and premium of authentic products, protecting artisans from cheap imitations that erode their livelihoods. It opens export and branding opportunities, linking remote artisans to wider markets. But what does this mean for the artisans themselves? It means they can now command a better price for their authentic products, rather than seeing their livelihoods undermined by cheaper, unauthentic alternatives. Culturally, the recognition incentivizes younger generations to continue dyeing crafts, documenting and dignifying tribal knowledge systems as intellectual property. This is crucial because it ensures that these traditional practices are not lost over time. In terms of inclusive development, most beneficiaries are women, weavers, and tribal artisans, advancing equitable growth. The GI complements schemes for handlooms, handicrafts, and tribal welfare, further supporting these communities. However, there are challenges to consider. Weak post-registration support is a significant issue. A GI tag alone does not guarantee market access. There is a need for branding, quality control, and e-commerce linkages to truly benefit the artisans. Moreover, there's a risk of middlemen capturing the premium instead of the artisans themselves, and limited awareness among artisans about the rights a GI confers. So, what exactly needs to change? The focus should be on coupling GI recognition with marketing, design, and digital commerce support, as well as strengthening producer collectives and self-help groups to hold and enforce the GI. Now, let us turn to the way forward. Integrating GI products with tourism circuits and government procurement can further enhance their reach and value. Providing working capital and skill upgrades so that quality is sustained is also essential. Remember this number, Jharkhand's GI tally has risen from 1 in 2019-12, with these 11 new tags. This is a significant development for the state and its artisans. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Geographical Indications of Goods, Registration and Protection Act, 1999, came into force in 2003. The GI Registry is located at Chennai and is administered by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, or DPIT. The validity of a GI registration is 10 years and it is renewable. Also, note that GI is recognized under the TRIPS Agreement. Jharkhand's tally of GI products has risen from 1 in 2019 to 12 with the 11 new tags granted in June 2026. The products include Tussar silk and saris, Kuchai silk sari, Dokra craft, Jadopesha painting, Munda jewelry, and Kesriya Kalakand. The Dokra craft uses the lost wax casting technique, also practiced in Odisha, West Bengal, and Chhattisgarh. Jharkhand is India's largest producer of Tussar silk. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the GI Act of 1999, which came into force in 2003, and the GI Registry at Chennai. For mains, under GS1 and GS3, you can discuss how geographical indication tags can transform tribal heritage into a tool of inclusive economic development, using examples like Jharkhand's new GI products. Examine the role of GI in protecting traditional knowledge and the challenges of translating recognition into livelihoods. In conclusion, the granting of GI tags to Jharkhand's traditional products marks a significant step in preserving India's tribal heritage and promoting inclusive economic development. As we move forward, it's essential to address the challenges and ensure that these recognitions translate into tangible benefits for the artisans and communities involved, ultimately contributing to the preservation of our rich cultural legacy.